You're listening to the audio production of We Are the Gardeners by Joanna Gaines and Kids, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Drake, Duke, Ella, Emmy Kay, and Crew Gaines.
We are the gardeners, and you can be too.
To our dad.
You have taught us that we can do hard things and to never give up, even when we fail.
We're the gardeners. That's a pretty official title, but we didn't start out this way. Just like our garden, we started small and grew from there. Some say that a garden just grows from seeds, but we think it grows from trying and failing and trying again. A garden is hard work, but so is most of the good, important stuff in life.
Our family's garden story began with one small potted fern. Dad stumbled upon it at the hardware store when he ran in for some supplies. He said it was just too cute to leave behind, and he thought it would make Mom smile.
And it did.
We chose a sunny windowsill for that pretty little fern. It seemed like a good, safe spot for him to grow.
This was back when we were little kids, but we still remember visiting the plant each day to give him a drink, and sometimes we'd even whisper to him a bit.
And then, plot twist, out of nowhere, our fern died. Death by overhydration. That's just a fancy way of saying we gave him way too much water. Looking back, each one of us must have watered him every day.
That's a lot of drinks for a little plant.
By mistake, we love that plant to death. Some people tell themselves they are no good at something after one small failure. But no chance were we going to give up that easily.
So we checked out some books from the library, and we found out that ferns can be tricky and prefer to live in a shady spot. Apparently, a plant's leaves can communicate to us what they're needing.
We also learned that most plants have good manners and like to sip, not gulp.
Lesson learned. Dad got a...